Monday, purification. In Nehemiah 12:30 we read, and priests and Levites purified themselves and purified the people and the gates and the wall. Purifying. They purified themselves, the priests and Levites, the people, the gates, and the wall. When the Israelites and the Moses came to Mount Sinai, where Moses received the Ten Commandments and the two tablets of stone, before they could come closer to the mount, to approaching this mountain, they had to purify themselves. Coming in clothes that had been washed, coming in bodies that had been washed. This purifying on the outside should not be the only thing. We need to be purified inside. How can that be? We confess our sins and ask for forgiveness, and He will do that. And then we are purified. Do not come just as you are in your dirty clothes, in your dirt, outside and inside. Purify yourself if you have a meeting with your Lord. Once I read the following. The Prime Minister of Austria invited all people who were born in the very year, on the very day when Austria got free of foreign soldiers, when it was a free state again, 10 years after the end of the Second World War, 1955. So people who were born on the 15th of May, 1955, and there was a big celebration in Vienna, those people who were born on this day, and now they were about 40 years old, they were invited for a dinner with the Prime Minister of Austria. And in our village, there was a person just born on this day. And so, weeks in advance, he told everybody, you know, I'm invited for dinner with the Prime Minister. He bought new clothes, he went to the hairdressers, he cleaned himself every day, a shower and perfume and everything. He wanted to be neat and tidy and fresh and everything. He met the Prime Minister. Now, when we go to church service on Sabbath morning, whom do you meet? Charlie and Susan and so on? No, you meet the Lord. You meet the Lord. So you should wear your best clothes. You should be purified outside and inside. And Jesus says, If we walk in the light, we purify us. And in the way that we come to Jesus, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. First Epistle of John, chapter 1. There's a blessing in being purified. you go to your Lord? Do you allow Him to purify you? Do you confess Him your sins? It would be good to do so.